Long form spoken word program.
Connected.
Hear now the words.
Join me Tuesday and Fridays at 15年 hours UTC. As I read for your listening pleasure. Mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quabillion trillion million years old.
disconnected. Connected.
You maybe learn some and take that onto the HF bands, but we'll see where the future takes me. KEGRY / AG, back to Nat.
Okay, thank you, Eric, and congratulations on the upgrade to General. Next on my list is PY2, Bravo India Lima.
This is PY2 BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So hello to everybody. So most codes, so some of you may remember that I passed the code test late last year, which was great, but I still need to practice a lot more before I can actually jump on a reasonable QSO in with Morse code. So all I did was actually using a iambic key, and even though I have a straight key, I found out that I'm not consistent enough building the characters, right, the dashes and the D's, and the dash and the D's, right? So I stick with the iambic key, which does that work for us. But yeah, a straight key is some little extra effort there. So I encourage everybody who's starting to use a iambic key, but those that are adventurous, to use a straight key, which takes more work. So that's all for tonight. Back to you, NetControl. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. I wonder, do you want to briefly explain what an iambic key is to anyone who may be listening and does not know what that is?
Sure, absolutely. So it's an iambic key is a key that has actually two paddles. That's the name we use for that, right? And they're sort of vertical paddles, so you use actually your thumb and your index finger to press either the right one or the left one, right? And each of those paddles creates, through an electronic key or electronic device known as electronic key, a dash or a dot, right? Or a da or a d, right? The exact length that always, right? So it's a lot easier to have the right cadence when you transmit. So it helps a lot. In a straight key, you obviously get the dashes and the dots based on how long you press the key. In the iambic key, no. If you press it a little longer or less longer, you still get the same tone. Okay? Hopefully that was clear enough. Back to the NetControl.
Yes, I think that worked well, Guillermo. Thank you for that. Next, I have NB0X.
Good evening, Tibet. This is NB0X, Matthew. I'm in Southern California. My SDF username is nonlinear. And I'm just learning the code now. I just completed the CW Academy Level 1. So I got the alphabet down, but still working on getting strings of dits and dahs together so that I can copy them well. But working on it, and it's coming along. So I look forward to doing some work with straight keys eventually. I am using an iambic key here now. But what I'm actually really interested in is getting a sideswiper and learning to do sideswipe. So that's kind of a sideswiper is a, let me pause. The sideswiper is a kind of like the iambic key, but it's a single lever instead of a dual lever. You push to the left to get a to get a tone, or you push to the right to get a tone, but it's not a dit or da. You have to set the timing by how far you hit it. or how long you hold it to the left or the right. But the idea with the side swiper is that there's a cadence that you do with your hand back and forth as you're doing it. So it's kind of another way to do it. Looks really interesting. There's some great YouTube videos if anybody's interested more in the side swiper, or also what's known as a cootie key. So with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. This is NB0X.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Next on my list is KG4, Papa Uniform Golf.
Yeah, very, very good, Wayne. AB9FJ, KG4PUG. QTH here is Bozeman, Montana. SDF username is developer. And as far as a straight key, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit I haven't used one in years, but I operate 99% CW, and I love CW. I actually thought that I'd be using sideband when I became a ham and got my ticket back in 2000, but I fell right into CW, hanging out in the novice portion of the band, and then got my general couple of months later, I think. So haven't been using a straight key, but I'm kind of the opposite. I do recommend that everybody learns on one so that they get their fits down, and I think if you can do that, everything else is easier after that. So I notice when I start to get what they used to call a glass arm, which I think now they call a carpal tunnel or something, not that bad, but my wrist would get sore on the straight key after a while. So I switched to a vibro keyer that is from Vibroplex, that's like a single level paddle. And then I moved on to a bencher paddle that's iambic, but I don't send iambically with the squeezing. I use a single level paddle, meaning dits are on one side, dahs are on the other, but I don't squeeze in order to alternate. I've tried that and it drives me nuts, but the good thing is I'm ready for either single level or a bench or a regular iambic paddle. I can operate either one. So thanks, and back to the net.
Okay, now I should say that I've never really operated with Morse code much, but I have tried over the years to learn Morse code, and that's why it took me 40 years to get a license. And so all the time that I was doing code practice, it was with a straight key. I've never used one of these fancy new electronic keyers. So let me get this straight. With an iambic keyer, you have two levers. One of them you press with your thumb, and the other one you press with your index finger. And the way I understand it is, if you press the left one with your thumb, you'll get a series of, I think those are dits, you know, the or dots, you know, the short key up. If you press with your index finger, you get a series of dahs. And, you know, it'll keep sending dahs as long as you hold it down. But if you squeeze both of them together, then the keyer will do dit-da, 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 dit-da until you let go. Have I got that right?
I think so. It's been so long since I played with it. You're on the right track. Yeah, I just plugged it into a MFJ Grandmaster Memory keyer, which is just stock. And, yeah, if you squeeze, I think that they alternate. And I kind of got the hang of it. There is a rhythm to it, but I got messed up too easily. And I read some articles on QST. Some experienced operators said, be careful with that because it can mess you up if you try and go back to a bug. I love bugs. I want to get a nice bug and tame it myself. And same with the single level paddle. So I'd rather just have that in my muscle memory rather than the iambic, the squeezing style. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, David. And let me just say, I want to acknowledge that I've seen a couple of call signs pop up on the dashboard here. I see Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee, and I saw Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee popping in and out there. I'm not sure if he's having some problems with Echolink tonight or not. But if you guys are listening, just want to let you know you're on my list, and I'll come to you soon. Next on my list is Alpha Golf 5 Romeo Bravo.
Hey, good evening. This is Ross, AG5RB, and currently I do not have never done any CW at all, so don't really have much to say on the topic. I'm going to have to drop off here because I've got the grill going, getting ready to to throw some steaks on the grill for dinner. But I just want to say 73, AG5RB.
Oh, yum, steaks. Yeah, you know, the temperatures are finally back above freezing up here. We're in the 40s for highs now. I think maybe we might hit 50 sometime this week coming up. So, yeah, it's time to think about cooking outside again. Okay, thank you, Ross. Next on my list is Victor Echo 7, Kilo India. Mike, our host. Oops, I noticed he's not on the dashboard anymore, so I think maybe we lost him there, or maybe he had to go and do something, and maybe he'll be back. So, let's see, is Whiskey Zero, Tango Tango Yankee around? Okay, that's another one that we'll come back and try again later. How about Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee?
そろそろこの番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new.
Your face unlock is not working.
A long-form spoken word program.
This is Robert, VC2DY.
Here now, the words.
Wales, Metropolitan Sydney.
Here now, here now, here now, the words. Here now, the words. Here now, join me Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC. As I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction, stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion,
really,
trillion, million years old.
Well. I used to be able to do 5 words a minute or so, but it's been so long that I don't think I'm capable of doing more so anymore. But at any rate, thank you for taking my check-in, VK2DY.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And yes, I should probably say that my use of Morse code these days is mostly identifying repeaters. There are still some repeaters that identify with Morse code, and so when there's a band opening and I'm listening to some unknown repeater, it really helps to be able to copy some slow Morse code, because they're usually pretty slow on the repeater IDs, to identify what repeater I'm listening to. It's a useful skill. So, I think I've caught up with everyone. Let's go back real quick and see Victor Echo 7 Kilo India or Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee. Okay, I guess they're still away from the radio, so I'm ready to take a new check-in. So if you've been listening and you want to check into our net tonight, then maybe I should reprise and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It's a public access Unix system, and you can find out more about it by directing your web browser to SDF, Sierra Delta Foxtrot, .org. So, if you would like to check in to our net tonight, please call now.
PY2VIL, recheck.
PY2VIL, go ahead.
Thanks, this is PY2BIL. Back to your question about the iambic key, Wayne. So you're right, if you press either one of the paddles, you get one sound or the other one. I say either one because you can't configure that the way you want, right? So there is no standard. You do it the way you really feel like more comfortable. And if you keep pressing one, you get continuous tone. So let's try this and see if you can hear what I'm keying here. So I'm pressing just one paddle. Yeah, those are dashes, right? And the other paddle, those are beats. You see, I just kept pressing it, and you get those sounds. If you squeeze them, I don't use that a lot, but it depends if you first get a dit and then a da, right, or the other way around. But it sounds like this. Okay, so you're spot on your understanding of an iambic keyer with an electronic keyer. Okay, so back to unit control. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, and one final question here to be sure. When you're squeezing the panels together and getting the alternating, long and short, does it, like, if you do the left paddle first and then you squeeze the right paddle, you get, da-da, da-da, da-da. But if you start with the right paddle and then join with the left paddle, you get da-da, da-da, da-da.
That's correct. So whatever you squeeze first, I mean, when you squeeze, you shouldn't be squeezing so perfectly that you get both contacts activated at the same time. So you usually start first with one and then with the other. So if I do this, you may have noticed I started with a da or with a dash. If I do this, that's the other way around. So yeah, you have to, a fraction of a second, you have to start with one, and then you keep squeezing. But the interesting part is that sometimes you have two sounds and you want to interweave just the other one, right? So you do that by squeezing. So you can't see me moving here my fingers, but hopefully I was clear enough. But yeah, I guess you got it, Wayne, the way it works. Okay, so back to you. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, yeah, well, thanks for the demonstration and for the explanation as well. So, okay, I'm ready to take more check-ins, so if you've been waiting to check in, now's your chance.
November 4, Foxtrot, Oscar Zulu, Jacksonville, Florida.
What is this I'm struggling around?
Okay, that last transmission, I did not copy a call sign there. I did copy November 4, Foxtrot, Oscar Zulu in Florida. Let's go with Foxtrot Oscar Zulu.
Good evening, everyone. Lynette. This is Mike N4FOZ, Jacksonville, Florida. Just checking in with you this evening. Been watching all day the Ethiopian air crash. Now the flight ET-302. And been watching since early this morning trying to gather some data. And be ready to present that on Friday for the Friday night take that, the flying pig event.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Now, was that you who came back briefly, or was another station in there?
No, sir, there's another station. He didn't give a call sign. But I'll go ahead and clear with you, sir, if you had nothing further, and let you try to get that other station. November 4, Foxtrot, Oscar Zulu, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in, and I don't recognize your call sign, so I'm going to repeat a little bit that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and SDF is a public access Unix system, and if you would like to learn more about Unix, you can get an account, a free account on SDF, and play with the commands and join the community and communicate and chat and build a website and all kinds of fun and games. So do you do that by going to sdf.org, Sierra Delta Foxtrot .org. I'm ready to take additional check-ins. If you've been listening and have not checked in, you can call now. Okay, I think we may be coming close to the end of the net here. I'm scanning my list there. I'm seeing November... November 5, Juliet, Oscar, Juliet, but that's a link, a dash L, so I'm not sure there's a human actually on that right now. And I see Kilo 5, November, Oscar, so do either of you guys want to check into the net tonight?
I'll check in. K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nui, Ontario. The name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Radio Canada, and the QTH is Winter Springs, Florida, where it's clear and 80 degrees, going to a high of 88 tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Mark. That's pretty warm. I guess I'm ready to take any final check-ins for tonight's net before I wrap it. Just want to make one more try for Whiskey Zero, Tango Tango Yankee, or Victor Echo 7, Kilo India. Either you guys back at the radio? Okay, so I guess that wraps it for this week. I want to emphasize that we could use one or two or maybe three more volunteer net control operators. So if you've thought about doing it or if you've listened to me beg people to come and volunteer, I just want to repeat that. It doesn't take a lot of work. You don't have to know a lot. You just have to be comfortable talking and handling traffic and, you know, like being a traffic cop. And all you have to do is... post a message in the SDF ARC-L mailing list or send an email to jwh@sdf.org or to any, to NB0X, it's not linear at sdf.org, and we'll put you on the roster. So I do encourage additional volunteers. We could use some. Where am I in my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, 029 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR talk group number 31650, or join us in COM on the SDF. That's in the non-radio room in COM. So this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ73. Until next week, everybody.
そろそろこの番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new. A long-form spoken word program. Hear now, the words. Hear now, the words. The words. Hear now, the words. Hear now, the words. Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC. As I read for your listening pleasure. Mostly science fiction, stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old.
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new, a long-form spoken word program. Hear now the words. Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old.
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.